I'm Josh Blake. I'm a Connect for Windows MVP and Technical Director of the InfoStrat Advanced Technology Group. In this video, we're going to walk through the source code to the Connect Weather Map application, focusing on gesture recognition. Before we go to the code, let's take a quick look at the application. Connect Weather Map switches from one weather graphic to the next when you walk across the screen and face the center. Let's break down this gesture. The gesture is triggered when you alternate between a left pose and a right pose. The right pose is recognized when your body is on the right side of the screen and your right shoulder is closer to the sensor than your left shoulder, which means you're facing the center. The left pose is the same, except reversed. Let's go to the code. The Connect SDK calls this method 30 times per second. In this method, we open the skeleton frame, copy the skeleton data to our own array of skeletons, and call the process skeletons method. Process skeletons finds the skeleton that's closest to the sensor and extracts the left and right shoulder joints. It then calls recognized poses with the skeleton's position and the left and right shoulder joints. Recognized poses tests for each pose. Each of the positions are in 3D and measured in meters. For the left pose, if the skeleton's x-coordinate is to the left of the sensor and the right shoulder is farther away than the left shoulder, then the pose is recognized. If the previous pose was the right pose, then this is a transition from right to left and we cycle the background. The same thing occurs in reverse for the right pose. On the transition, it cycles the background. These values, 0.15 meters, provide a little bit of buffer so that the pose recognition does not alternate from one pose to the other due to sensor noise if you're right at zero. So in this video, we saw how to recognize a custom gesture with a Connect SDK skeleton tracking. Check the video description for links to other videos where I talk about the design of this application and how the background removal works, as well as links to the full source code published online under an open source license. Thank you.